be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills. You can hear the sound it makes. You do not know where it comes from or where it goes. It is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As a Catholic, if somebody asks you, are you a born again? The answer should be, yes. Your baptism, every single one of us receives new life through Jesus Christ. And in our beautiful readings today, we see the importance of the Holy Spirit as disciples of Christ. In our first reading, they encounter great obstacles. After the resurrection, they were sent out into the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus to one another. But not from one second, from the very beginning, was it easy. They faced opposition. They faced obstacles, and it's a reminder to all of us as his disciples of the year 2025, living in Los Angeles, we too are going to face opposition for our faith. But we're called not to be discouraged, not to fall into despair, but to rely on the Holy Spirit to be with us, to anoint us. So as we go about our daily lives today, and the Lord sends us out into the world, wherever that may be today, let us ask the Holy Spirit to be with us so that we could truly live out this gospel, that we have been born again through our baptism and we belong to Jesus. So let us pray now that God will send us Holy Spirit to anoint us to bring the good news to those who need it today.